Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Allen going to keep it, going to look to bust it outside, lowers the shoulder, the surge pushing him forward, progress, he's in for the touchdown. The beast has been released.
Ty Johnson just kind of made an adjustment mid-play. I kind of followed him and got out to the right. Got stood up, but the O-line coming to throw me in there was pretty cool.
Rodgers darting, pressure in the pocket, he sacked and he fumbled. It's scooped up by Benford and he races to the end zone. For the touchdown, Joey Bosa with his team record, fifth forced fumble of the season.
Got into a rhythm there that second half. Obviously, the fumble touchdown to start the second half off gave us a huge jolt of energy. Get the ball back, we score. Early on, we want to change that, but we figured it out, and you know that's what we got to be moving forward.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. We are in Bulldog territory. Dashes on Hurdle, North Buffalo. We're not in the attic, but I can see it from where we're sitting.
It's lovely up there. It's a great place, to enjoy a nice hot bowl of soup and a sandwich perhaps, or a nice coffee. Yes.
As is this location, the real one, Dashes, where it's mission give where you live. We are looking for all to benefit the Buffalo City mission today. New hats, gloves, and scarves, toiletries, personal care products, anything new. Sweatsuits would be great, non-perishable food items as well. Any Dashes Market location during regular business hours today through actually December 19th, but you know, ideally this one because
now,
we're here.
Say hi. Yeah, we'd love to see you. I mean, I say in the ads all the time, I'm here three times a week, stop and say hello. Well, I mean, I'm really, really here now for the long haul.
I love it. Have you ever spent more than 4 hours in here in one trip?
I don't think I've ever spent more than 30 minutes max. Like, because it's so close to my house, it's not, like, I don't have to do, like, the shopping for the week when I come here.
Oh, nice.
So, I was here yesterday to get some fruit. And a couple of other items, in and out. Like, I could conceivably come here at halftime of a Bills game, get what I need, and be home in time for the second half kickoff.
Oh, wow. Yeah, sure, a mile.
Not even.
I love this store. I love a grocery store. Saying that, a different grocery store is the most confusing place in the world. Like, why isn't everything – so at the store where I go in the last couple of years, they have completely remade it to align with all the other stores under that umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still making me crazy.
I hate when that happens.
So
– yes.
But this is a great place.
I exclusively – not just because I do the ads. That's been the case long before I started doing ads for Dashes. They've got everything I need here. For, you know, me, my wife, I think, probably ventures out a little further, but for me...
What does she need that's so special?
I don't know. But if I'm in charge, anything I need is here. I mean, really. I mean, it's great. It's perfect for me. And it's a good size. And even if they change the layout, which I hope they never do, I don't think it would throw me because it's not so cavernously big. You know, it's just the right size.
It is just the right size. It's not small. It's not tight either.
No.
Some grocery stores are too tight to feel comfortable, but this one is also like right at my speed. Well, I don't want to say enough about Dashes because we'll be talking more about Dashes throughout the day. But the Bills, 26-7 over Pittsburgh. I like where you were at yesterday on postgame, which is, you know, not to put words in your mouth, but what did you call it, a one-off?
Yeah, I settled on one-off. I called it a couple other things, and I think one-off is best.
I watched a couple of other discussions about and heard a couple other discussions about the Bills from yesterday today, and they were right there too. Like, it wasn't a game where, like, okay, everything's fine.
No, they did what they needed to do in that game, given – you know, what they were facing as far as their own personnel availability, you know, down two starting tackles. You got a guy playing offensive tackle, hasn't played the position since college, in Alec Anderson at right tackle. And so they, I think, you know, unlike the Houston game, which was really discouraging in that they did not have a plan for pass rushers beating the doors off of their guys, and they just really never had a pivot all night long. They went into this game perhaps anticipating that would be the case and were ready for it. It was obviously a run-heavy day, and we'll never know what would have happened if the run game hadn't gotten off like it did almost right away. Like, even in a almost scoreless first half, they ran the ball really well. They just turned it over and ended up, you know, hurting themselves that way. But if they hadn't been able to run it, I wonder what would have happened with maybe keeping guys into chip on T.J. Watt and Herbig and whatever, if, you know, how the game would have gone. Bills probably still would have won the game because it didn't seem like Pittsburgh was confident at all on offense in this game. And, you know, credit to the Bills' defense for having a part in that. Their terrible run defense was certainly up to that. But, yeah, it's not a game to me I'm building on. I mean, to their credit, they have built an offensive line and it has enough depth, and they are run heavy enough that they can run even the same play repeatedly and be successful and win a game like yesterday. But it's not the kind of game that I put, like, you know, I hold it up and go, well, just wait until the playoffs and I unleash this on you.
It's funny.
I just don't see, I don't think that's what yesterday represents. It represents surviving a week where you were really in tough, on the road, needing a win to stay in a playoff spot. And really, whatever it took, they did whatever it took. They got it. And, you know, we'll spend, I think, maybe the week figuring out how to still get more out of their passing offense eventually.
Yesterday was, they're running the same thing over and over, and Pittsburgh can't do anything about it. How superior would you feel? As opposed to the Houston game, which is, why are they running the same thing over and over? When they're like, right. How stupid is this?
Right.
That's how it is. I don't know. Is this like... 2 years ago was pretty stressful. This year is a little bit stressful. This year, the layout in the conference is different. But is it normal that, like, when they win yesterday, Carolina, Tampa was what? Tampa was turnover stuff and big run after the catch plays. Like, each one of these wins since when? All of them. Maybe the Jet game in week two. Pretty much all of them this year. You come out of it and you're like, I don't know. Is this okay? Like, are we okay? And the loss is like, okay, everything is terrible. When they lose to Houston, what was good? Couldn't protect the quarterback. Couldn't throw the ball down the field. Couldn't run it. Couldn't block. Couldn't do, like, defensively. Couldn't cover. Like, is it really that dramatically different? Or is it us? Is it me?
I think it's us. I absolutely think it's us. I'll bet every team in the league's fan base, it has not every, there's games, you know, you can pick out. The Jet game probably qualifies, but Carolina, right, 40-9, but the passing game looks so disorganized and disheveled. Like, what are we doing here?
Jets, Panthers, Steelers are all, this other team cannot do a simple thing right. Like, there's not a thing that they can do, and so. you know, the Bills would deserve some credit for that. 9 sacks yesterday. Right. Did that have to happen? Just because Pittsburgh's not always going to look that incompetent. So you want to give them some credit for that. But it's mostly like these wins. Baltimore was a wild fluke win, you know, cool in its way. Miami, huh, the home game. Miami, week 3. Really? Don't cover. New Orleans, week 4, same thing. Really? This is the Super Bowl favorite? I don't know.
I think maybe, you know, I mean, the Bills are not, you know, 11-1 or whatever Kansas City was last year. But I wonder if Chiefs fans were like this last year. Because they were winning games, but it wasn't comfortable ever.
Well,
really. And no. But they had a great record, and you might have felt like you're going to get served at some point if you keep trying to cut it this close. And it took until the Super Bowl for them to get served, and they got served.
True, but Chiefs fans last year had the luxury of, well, you know, you don't win every year. And we don't. Like, right. This is still sort of, we're still looking for our first.
Which is a part of the reason why, it's largely the reason why I said it's us very quickly when you said, is it me? Is it us? I just think we are, and it's not, like, I don't say that pejoratively, like, I'm excluding myself from the fray. I mean, I'm right in the middle of it here. But we're so tense and so itchy because we haven't got yet, and I think it's all being enhanced by the fact that Baltimore and Kansas City are 6-6, and the conference seems available, and like Denver's having this incredibly magical year where, you know, a lot of nights last night, not necessarily, they don't look like they're very competent on offense at all, but they just keep winning games, and there they are, you know, same record as New England up atop the conference. We'll see what New England does tonight. But
what should probably happen tonight? They'll look ordinary and win.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
I think that's the likeliest scenario right. Tonight.
They'll get a late stop to protect a 2-point lead or something. I don't know. That's kind of what I wouldn't bet them to cover. I mean, they could, I suppose. But I don't know what to expect there other than they'll win because that's just how the year's gone. But certainly, if an upset we did have, I mean, Thursday happened. We had Baltimore lose heavily favored. Kansas City wasn't heavily favored, but they were favored and playing a pretty flawed team in Dallas and couldn't find a way. So maybe it's that week of the season and we get a gift from New England and the Giants tonight, because that pulls everything right back into
Yes. Win
next week for the Bills while the Patriots are off, and you go there with a chance to at least tie them record-wise. I've not rolled up my sleeves and gotten into all the tie-break stuff yet. We'll see if we get there.
Yeah, we'd like to get there.
Right.
The Patriots have 2 losses. They're both conference losses, the Raiders and the Steelers, a long time ago, each one in Foxborough. You could have common games, and maybe Pittsburgh becomes relevant for that. Mm-hmm. The Bills, you know, winning out. The Patriots still go to Baltimore as well. After the bye next week, they have the Bills and the Ravens back-to-back. I don't know if Baltimore's good. That's the thing about this year is put all your – I would just, you know, politely recommend, put all your Bills issues in context. Put them in perspective. And we've had this conversation here and there this year with, you know, respect to the rest of the league this year. Because really, the top 3 teams in the NFL – right now, by record, are the Broncos, Patriots, and Bears. It's not Philadelphia. It's not Detroit. It's not Kansas City. Detroit, Kansas City, Baltimore, sort of, like, are all out of the playoffs. Baltimore, I guess, technically is in because they and the Steelers are now 6-6.
Right.
Cincinnati's not in. You know, Dallas can look scary. They're not in. So, you know, try to take maybe some solace in that. If you're somebody, I know this morning there's been some, this is all, what always happens, some discussion about, like, wow, are we sure we need to be this critical right now in this moment? And, you know, maybe not, because the rest of the league, everybody has their own problems. I don't know what Denver is. I don't think I want to go to Denver in the playoffs, and maybe that is going to have to happen. I don't think I want to go there. I've got lots of money invested against Indianapolis, not to win their division, not to make the playoffs, not to clear the win total. I'm getting away with it. So far, I started this 2 weeks ago, and they've lost two close games. Is anybody talking about them? He's not in the their guy's not in the Coach of the Year conversation anymore. Jonathan Taylor isn't in the MVP conversation anymore. Far from it.
Daniel Jones certainly is not.
Daniel Jones
MVP
has a broken leg.
Because he was for a little bit there, and then Taylor kind of passed him. But yeah,
the Chargers. So you've got Chargers, Colts, Bills. Right now are the three wild card teams, and they're all 8-4. The Jaguars have the Colts in the tiebreaker on common games, but it's still early for this. They'll play twice. They play this week. They'll play each other twice. But anyway, the three wild cards right now are L.A., Indianapolis, Buffalo, all 8-4. And the Chargers and the Colts have it on conference record. The Bills have a worse conference record. I think they're both 7-2, and I have it here somewhere. The Bills are 6-2. Not a big difference. The Chargers have a tough road. And their quarterback has a broken finger. Mm-hmm. Philadelphia.
What hand?
Left.
Okay.
He might play through it.
Yeah.
Philadelphia, Kansas City, Dallas, Houston, Denver are the Chargers' last five games. If you can get the Chargers to miss, I would take it. Houston could pass them. Kansas City could pass them. So, you know, what's the point? It's just that it's always two things, right? I say it every week. It's the standings, and that's the most important thing. But how you look, I think we can get a little bit too carried away with where they don't look good enough. Now, saying that, this was not a game to alleviate anybody's concerns about whether they can throw the ball down the field.
No.
They didn't need to do it.
They didn't need to do it. They didn't do it. They weren't really equipped to do it. I don't know how much, if at all, the weather could have been a factor in any of that. But when you're running it the way they were running it, that's gonna be your game. I mean, once they got in front, and Pittsburgh just continued to not be able to mount any. That one drive in the second half went for it on fourth down close to the Bills' end, and Rousseau beat the doors off his guy, and that was the end of that. They never threatened again. That was like the only threat of the whole game. I mean, their touchdown came after a fumble that was in Bills' town. I don't remember how deep, 30-ish yard line, 35-ish yard line, when Cook fumbled.
He kind of fumbled twice on that play.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Untouched, really.
Untouched.
He caused his own fumble and then had it and failed to corral it.
Yes.
It was a pretty bad job.
At that point.
But, you know, I think we give him a pass. He had a pretty good day.
At that point, you might have thought,
maybe it's not my day.
Maybe it's not my year.
Yeah.
Like, just the Allen pick on the pass to Davis, and even Brandon Cooks, like, getting the first catch and starting the game. Man, these guys are really in tatters on offense. But where does it end? 26-7. And I think, historically, if that's not too dramatic, what a fun and funny win. How many times have the Bills, especially there, ever manhandled the Steelers? You and I both grew up in a world where that would never have happened.
Yeah.
Like, let's just hope we don't have to play the Steelers, because there's no way they will actually manhandle them. The Kelly years, well, the Bills would get manhandled by the Steelers in Pittsburgh, you know, even with Neil O'Donnell as their quarterback.
Right. Like,
that was still playing out. There were a couple times here in the 90s where the Bills, I think, one even post-Kelly one time. But it wasn't ever, I don't know, I'm sort of stretching here, but the kind of game where, like, you feel like your team is physically superior.
No, going there has always felt, we talked a little about this, you know, I want to say late in the week, but it was Wednesday. We had a short week. Anyway.
We are off a short week.
Yes. Yeah,
that's good, though.
Yeah, I think so.
It'll be good for
right
us.
Back to it. It is traditionally a place you expect to have a tough time. And, yeah, it's pretty satisfying if you are, I'm going to say our age, okay? Don't give me a look. That I think you can feel like you really did something. Like, it doesn't erase games where the Bills in the 90s were just, well, use your manhandle. Well, they just got smacked around by this team. But it feels really good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To watch them do that. I think any questions you have about them on offense, and in particular, obviously, their passing game, because their running game looks great, are still there. But I'm not inclined to, like, ding them, at least not today. I mean, we got a week ahead of us here in a game where I anticipate they're probably going to need to be a little more, you know, diverse offensively.
Yeah.
And that's really the story. That's why I referred to it the way I did, which is how we started here, which is that, you know, it's a one-off. It's great. It's satisfying because of the history to do that to that team in the way that the Bills did it. Now try to get healthy and, I don't know, see if Brandon Cooks can spring your passing game open. I don't know. That's kind of where we are.
Palmer and Kincaid, I don't know how close either guy was, but they both sit, and the Bills survived that. I mean, listen to even that to say. Palmer?
Right.
But maybe if it was close, they win without them, and that's good because they were not in a position where they forced those guys in to try to, you know, survive in Pittsburgh. I just think, I mean, if you're a fan who goes on the road, you go to Carolina – and that's cool. Your team wins easily. I'm thinking of, like, being a Sabres fan and having some team that's winning all the time coming to play the Sabres and winning. And it's like, okay, well, you know, we're used to this. So I don't feel like that worked up about it. But going to Pittsburgh and having the fans who haven't left chant "Fire Tomlin," I mean, those are the games where you just feel like the best as a fan, I think, where this is important. Where the Steelers are at right now is important. They've had three coaches in my lifetime. And you've got Aaron Rodgers with tape on his nose. And, you know, he's gray beard, looks over. And you've got – that's happened a couple times. I mean, last year the Bills got Rodgers, and they were up 40-0.
He can't handle the Bills.
He is not a Bills
No, he's not.
Killer.
No.
He is not a Bills killer, Aaron Rodgers.
And he's laying out receivers for skipping meetings and film sessions or whatever he's talking about last night.
It's a nice touch.
Yeah, really, really, you know, 100% classy. Yeah, no, that's right. Like, even if – I don't know if fans were chanting "Fire Canales" or something in Carolina, but who cares?
Who cares?
If they were, right? I doubt they were. I doubt their fans even – I mean, the guy just got there. To have that effect – on Steelers fans, I mean, the ones who hung around, even, because that building was halfway through the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
and
yellow.
But before the Bills even kicked the last field goal, that place was three quarters empty, it looked like. So,
if you'll imagine a world where this is possible, it probably is, you're a Tampa Bay Lightning fan or a Florida Panthers fan, and you're in Columbus to see your team play the Blue Jackets, and your team wins 5-1, and you're sort of kind of hoping to get into it with somebody, no one cares.
Right.
Like, just, buddy, good for you. Congrats.
Right.
Just not. I'm not dancing with you. And, you know, that might have been Carolina, but that was not yesterday.
No.
I mean, there's – that was a kind of team – that was a kind of game where the losing team really has to figure out what to do. That's just – they got punked badly by a Bills team that, as we're talking about all the time, has its own issues. Not great. Football Monday on WGR. Bulldog and I are at Dashes on Hurdle near Sterren. This is Mission Give Where You Live, powered by NYSEG. We had Joe Beamer from WBEN here for the last 3 hours, and we're going to take it all the way up to the Sabres game tonight. It's a 7:45 game?
Face-off, yeah. It's listed as 7:30, but I saw where it is. Amazon Prime Canada is a Monday night. They have I've caught it every now and then on, like, that feed is on my ESPN Plus app. Like, oh, this game is only available here, so they're feeding it to me that way. And, yeah, so.
Authorities are investigating
7:45 puck drop is what I heard.
Authorities are investigating the merits of a 7:45. You know, when we were kids, games were at 8, though.
That's right.
8. How do we manage? How do we live through that?
I don't know.
How do we survive that? We'll look for your calls at 803-0550. Eric Wood at 4. Sal Capaccio at 5. Pregame is at lengthy, extended Sabres pregame at 6:30 tonight. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, thanks for listening. Football Monday continues next on WGR.
We had some opportunities down the field. They played back and we're throwing it underneath. And again, with this D-line, you don't want to sit there and take a seven-step drop and pat the ball because they're coming to get you. So I think it was more game plan tonight of just, again, finding space, letting our guys work underneath. And the way that we ran the ball, again, there wasn't a huge need to take shots and understanding what type of game this was. A little bit of wind, a little bit of cold, personnel-wise, of who they got, who we got. You know, this is a typical AFC North type team where ball possession, field position is crucial to the game. And I think that's kind of what we did tonight.
That's interesting. At the end there, Josh Allen on the Bills' win in Pittsburgh yesterday. I'm trying to get his numbers up. I mean, the Bills outgained the Steelers by more than 200 yards in this game, just most of it on the ground. Allen ends up 15 for 23, 123, a touchdown, a pick, another rushing touchdown, making him the most prolific quarterback in history. Getting in the end zone on the ground. 76 rushing touchdowns. Crazy. But also not shocking. We've been seeing him do it his whole career.
It is. And I mentioned yesterday on postgame, I think we played a highlight, and I said, he's now the all-time leader? Like, I said it like that, because every time I see a stat like that on the screen about him, I consume it. I go, oh, I process it, and I still think it's his eighth year in the league. How? And he's a quarterback. Well, obviously, it's a quarterback stat. Quarterback rushing touchdowns, but 8 years just seems incredible to have set that mark already. It seems like the kind of thing a quarterback should be setting the mark for at the end of his 14th season or something. You know, like on a little fall forward quarterback sneak. And Allen has his share of those now, too.
Do you think soon, but like eventually it will be? Is quarterback rushing, because obviously, like, this is a relatively recent trend in the league. We had Randall Cunningham, we had Vic, and we had Newton, who Allen passes for this record. But is it going to keep going in that direction where Allen's not done. I don't want to say in 10 years, but in 20 years, like, somebody just blows past him? Or does it need to be that?
I wonder, yeah. Like, Newton, I'm making this point about Allen. How long was Newton really at the peak of his powers for? Or even how long was his career in general?
10, 12
at most, I think. So it's not like he played for a super long time either and had, I think, a couple of really big years in the middle of his career. But nonetheless, yeah, I'm inclined to think, yeah, I think it'll keep getting pushed. But, you know, even guys, a guy like Lamar is a great runner, a better in the field runner, I would say, than Allen is. But where's he on this list?
Nowhere.
Like, he doesn't score touchdowns.
Right.
Like Allen does. He's not a bully.
He's 34.
At the line of scrimmage.
And he started games earlier than Allen did.
So, I mean,
right?
Allen. Yeah,
well, I guess not. No, he didn't.
Right.
He didn't. He took off earlier than Allen did.
Right.
But 34. Right. Tied with Taysom Hill.
I want to say that's kind of a joke.
That it's not part of his game, like
right,
you said.
Right. So, maybe, you know, being in an era where quarterbacks are rushing more and it's not as much of a – it certainly isn't discouraged. It's more encouraged than discouraged, and it's not any longer something that will be held over a guy's head if he runs too much. You were referencing being in a fantasy draft during Allen and Jackson's rookie year and people yelling, within the gallery or people participating in the draft, calling Jackson a running back.
Yeah.
You know,
to mock him.
That's not going to be happening anymore, but that doesn't necessarily mean that a guy who's a good runner as a quarterback is going to show up and just shatter Josh Allen's touchdown record. Lamar Jackson's Exhibit A for that. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it'll stand for a good long while. I mean, he's got the lead now, and
there are only so many touchdowns you can score.
I just don't know how much, like, how much longer to expect him to keep playing like this. You know, the rushing. Especially, but whatever. I'm not in a hurry to get rid of it. I know that. I hope it never goes away.
I know, but it is interesting to try to imagine what the future does look like there. He's at 76, one fewer than Tony Dorsett. Everybody above him. He's 25th all time among all players. Tony Dorsett, Edgerrin James, Ricky Waters, Marshawn Lynch. He's a year away from Marshawn Lynch, at the most, at his current pace.
Mm-hmm.
Playoffs don't even count. I wonder where he ranks if you included the playoffs, because when they get to the playoffs, they don't have a better play. Like, that's just
right.
He has to run it; they're going to lose, and that's going to be true this year too.
Sure. Yeah, I see no reason why that would change this year. Last night may have been. Coming off a game where it was, you know, we can't get him hit so much and we got to protect him, all that. And you know, pass rush is a different thing. But still, a consistent theme in the run-up to this game was we got to take better care of 17. And he wasn't, you know, again, I not that it's reckless to have him run it, far from it. But you are exposing him. And he or they, I mean, there were a couple of design runs in there. I don't know if those are all his call or what, but there was not like a let's just try to get him through another week at all. Like he was in it yesterday physically.
Yep. He has seven playoff rushing touchdowns, by the way. So 83.
That's all.
I know. Five the last 2 years, but only two before that. So 83 career, including playoffs. Like, I love this stuff. Barry Sanders is 99, regular season only. Not 10 players have 100 or more. Barry Sanders.
Has 99.
Allen is 2 years away.
From passing Barry Sanders.
From Barry Sanders touchdowns. For rushing touchdowns if he keeps his pace up.
Short career,
but that's running backs.
Right.
Barry Sanders played 10 years. Tomlinson played 11.
That really isn't that short for a running back. Now, you know, Sanders, there was such a big deal made about him being frustrated with the Lions and walking away because he just didn't want to do it anymore. But 10 years is it's a healthy amount to give of your life to playing running back in the NFL.
Derrick Henry's on his 10th year.
Yeah.
He's above. Walter Payton went 13. Jim Brown played 9. So the quarterback has the advantage in this
right
category because you'd want to think Allen could play 20. In which case, he passes Emmitt Smith. Number one all time. It's not nuts. Like,
who on this list? You've got the list open, obviously.
I do.
Who?
No, I have it memorized.
Who on this list is active that's ahead of him?
Derrick Henry only.
Derrick Henry's the only one.
Top 25 players in NFL history in rushing touchdowns. Derrick Henry is fifth at 116. Allen is 25th at 76. Everyone else is retired. Next among active players. Oh, this is good. You won't get it. I mean, I say that as your friend. I guess when I say you won't get it, I meant I won't get it. I wouldn't have gotten it.
Yeah.
You know who this is? 72. Wow. This is rushing touchdowns.
72 rushing touchdowns.
Wow. This is really cool.
Deebo Samuel.
That's funny. No, he might have.
10.
10. I mean, this is really cool.
It's a running back.
Yes.
Okay.
Although Jalen Hurts, among active players, is fifth with 63.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Fourth is Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor is in his sixth year. He could double what he's got. He could get, you know, top five all time, I would think. 66. There's one other active running back above him, and I never would have thought of this guy because I never draft him, and it's my fault. I never draft Henry either because why draft Derrick Henry when you could have Drake London? That's not even fair to Drake London. He's good.
Yeah. I don't know.
Jacobs.
Wow. Get
right?
the hell out of here.
Jacobs has 72.
Wow.
One fewer than LeSean McCoy. Two fewer than Earl Campbell.
And how many seasons is that for him?
This is 7.
Wow. That's big. That's huge.
That's pretty good.
That is consistent production year over year. I imagine that is the case. I don't.
Allen has more rushing touchdowns than Zeke. When that spoon. And Earl Campbell. To me, that's way more interesting than having more than any quarterback. But, of course, the fact that he's a quarterback makes it that much more interesting. Just like your favorite running back growing up is very possibly behind Allen in rushing touchdowns. 76. One fewer than Tony Dorsett. Two fewer than Ricky Waters. Ricky Waters being that high kind of surprises me a little bit, too. But he was super good. 10-year career.
Yeah.
Dorsett, 12-year career. Wow. At the beginning of this conversation, I didn't ever get to say it, but Allen in that soundbite, you know, typical AFC North. Cincinnati, however, is not your typical AFC North. They are not the stereotype.
No.
The Steelers and the Ravens can be, or even the Browns. They're going to play games 16-15 and 26-8, like the Browns played yesterday. Browns 26-8, Steelers only managed 26-7, by the way. But Cincinnati will shoot it out with you. They kind of have to,
right,
to have any chance. 5.5, 51.5 this week. Bengals at Bills. So 23.5. It's a little high. 28.5 to 23. That kind of a game.
Kind of would blow my mind if this game doesn't go over. I wonder what that number will do as the week goes on. Man, I don't know how much all these parlays, I very rarely bet totals. I concentrate on other stuff. So it's not a number that I look at early in the week or late in the week, but I know what it is now, and I wonder like how much those are prone to fluctuation as the week goes on. Maybe the weather forecast plays a part in that. Obviously, health of quarterbacks especially plays a part in that. But I wonder if that'll go up as the week goes on.
I could see it. Bills and Bengals Sunday at 1. By the way, that game time was changed a week or two ago to 1 o'clock in Orchard Park. Eric Wood coming up at 4. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Mission, give where you live. We're at Dashes on Hurdle near Starin today. You can drop off many different kinds of donations at any Dashes market through December 19th during regular business hours. New hats, gloves, scarves, sweatsuits, toiletries, non-perishable food items as well. And we'll be out here all day today helping to promote this great cause. We'll be back after a break. Eric coming up at 4. Sal will be at 5 today. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR. From Dash's Market on Hurdle. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, Football Monday on WGR. Bills over the Steelers 26-7. Mission, give where you live. Proud to be a part of it. WBEN was here earlier today with Joe Beamer. Bulldog and I will be here until the hockey game tonight. You can donate new hats, gloves, scarves, toiletries, personal care products, sweatsuits, non-perishable food items here all through December 19th during business hours or at any Dash's location. But this is clearly our favorite. One, because Bulldog shops here. He's really close to home. You can see his house. Two, because like they're having us here today, and I got an omelet. I mean, we're really excited about that.
Large.
Love
yep.
it.
Yep.
With
market,
us.
Their market side cafe.
I mean, really. You could just, like, good grocery stores now serve as restaurants, too. I mean, you could just sort of have anything you want here. No one knows this better than our guest, Joe Catalano, manager here at the Dashes Hurdle Store. Thanks for being here, Joe.
Oh, my pleasure.
And having us here. What's this all about for you?
Giving back. Working for Dashes for over 20 years now. Joe Dash, our owner, he's all about giving back to the community, and this is a great event, and we're happy to be part of it.
Dash and Sons, right?
Dash and Sons, yes. Joe has two sons and a daughter, all part of the company, all very involved.
I might have met his daughter.
His daughter, yeah. She works right out of our location, does all of our social media stuff and much more.
Angela?
Alexa.
Alexa, I'm
yep.
sorry.
Yep.
Okay, so, well, we're excited to be here. I know Bulldog knows the store probably not as well as you.
He's a local legend. He comes in here, everyone knows he's here.
When you first started, I got one question I want to ask you mm-hmm. about what you carry. When you there's a particular beer that I love. You started carrying Lawson's Sip of Sunshine here. I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago. Maybe you know
it
better than
a bell.
Me.
It rings a bell.
And I remember when I saw it, that had been like a Bigfoot beer mm-hmm. for a long time, mm-hmm. like a beer that people used to go to the Northeast to go get at the brewery,
yep.
right? And then it started showing up, you know, places around town. And I saw it in the cooler here, and I swear, my wife would laugh at me. Every time I would come here to buy eggs or anything else, I'm like, I'm just going to get a four-pack of Slip of Sunshine just to keep it moving. I want to keep it moving so that they keep restocking it because I want it to always be there when I want it.
It's a smart move.
And it is always there. And I'm not buying as much as I used to, but I love that I don't have to go looking for a beer that I consider to be one of the best beers I've ever
Absolutely.
Had.
We love having the specialty beers, all the things that set us apart from the other big retailers.
Yeah. Well, that worked for me. I can tell you that. And that's something I don't say in the ads because it's a little too long-winded. But this opportunity to visit with you. Congratulations. How long has the store been this remodeled version of the store? Because I've been in the neighborhood for 25 years.
The remodeled version opened in May of 2019. So we've been around for a couple years now, but we love being part of the neighborhood. Neighborhood kids come in, neighborhood families. We just love being, you know, a pillar of the community here.
That is a thing, isn't it, where you might – I do this with a certain other product, which also is alcoholic, as it happens, wanting to buy it so the store will keep stocking it. And this is without ever having a conversation with anybody at the store about it. But maybe do people come up to you and ask you to, like, what to – get that you don't have or keep having what you do have? Is that a thing?
Every day, all day.
Every day. What's a funny example of that? So this happens all the time?
People see a commercial for something. Shark Tank's very popular. They see something on there. They come in the store. Saw this on TV. Can you guys get it in? And if it's available to us, a lot of times we try to make sure we get it in for them.
Just on one request?
Yeah, usually one request, yeah.
Good for you.
It's a nice thing, a small touch we could do, kind of being, you know, the size of the store we are.
I'm guessing you're a sports fan?
Love sports.
Who isn't?
Exactly, 100%.
What's your takeaway from yesterday?
I am one of the people that is very positive about the Bills. I love what we're doing. I'm not one of the fire-the-coach kind of people. I love our team. I love Josh Allen. I got a positive, optimistic outlook on our squad.
Can we work with that, Bulldog? I don't know.
It doesn't sell. My take doesn't sell.
I'm looking at the clock. I'm glad this segment's almost over.
On that note.
We're really going to do it. Well, no, before you go, though, like, okay, scarves, mittens, hats, gloves, anything winter-related, sweatsuits, non-perishable food items, obviously, as well, and toiletries. Any of the Dashes locations now through Friday the 19th of December, right?
Yep, we will all have the bins in them, all four Dash locations. More than happy to help you out. If you can't find the bins, just ask someone. They should be right at each entrance. And more than happy to kind of have the people come in and donate.
In today's case, right next to us here in this corner, right there.
Yeah.
So all right. Easy to find.
Good talking to you, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Joe.
I'll see you, like, probably Wednesday.
It sounds about right.
Joe Catalano, manager here at Dashes on Hurdle. Eric Wood next on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.